Okay, and also, would you please open your Bibles to the book of Exodus? The book of Exodus, chapter 40. Chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. We don't have a sermon for you today, but I feel the Lord leading me to give some bread for the week, some word for our lives, even this day. So if we'll go to Exodus chapter 40, we're in verse 34. This is just out of my weekly reading devotionals. Basically, the latter half of Exodus is God commanding Moses and instructing Moses on the building of what is called the tabernacle, basically a tent where God would meet his people while they wandered through the desert of Sinai. And so they made the tabernacle. They put it all together according to God's plan. And here's the dedication of it. They dedicated it in verse 33. And in verse 34, I would like for us to read together. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 36. Let's read. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. Keep going. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and the fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel during all their travels. As I first begin to read about the tabernacle and the instructions and the details, the Holy of Holies, the ark, the acacia wood, the lampstand, the utensils, the bread, and the way to sacrifice, my first honest reaction is, here we go. Lord, just get me through this. I'll be honest with you. It's not easy reading. And then I get to this part, the part where it just sums it all up. And I take a step back and I think, wow. God wants to be with his people so bad. He'll go through all of this. And he's saying, basically what he's saying is, look, I want to dwell with you. I want to be with you. I want to be in your, I want you to see me. And I want you to walk with me as I walk with you. And even if you read a little bit further back, it says that God talked to Moses face to face as a man talks to his friend. I am a friend of God. Wow. And it wasn't for when Israel was going into their promised land and when they're all blessed and fat and happy and in good condition. He put this tabernacle together for when they were going to go through the desert, through wandering in the wilderness. So God didn't say, hey, I've got a great place for you to go. I've got blessing. I've got abundance. I've got a great place for you, and I'll see you when you get there. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to take you there step by step, and what you need to do is get this tabernacle ready, because I can't just plop right in there. It's going to be fire, smoke, and thunder everywhere. Let's get a tabernacle together, because I'm holy. I'm a holy God, and we have to deal this way. But getting back to that desert thought, I mean, sometimes I look at my life here in Japan, and I go through my seasons of drought, seasons of famine, seasons of wilderness wandering. And God is my God. And God is willing to walk with me, not in my times in the sunshine, but in that glaring heat and that depressing cold and in that difficult time. He's saying, I'm going to be right there with you, Chris. I'm going to walk you through it. How? Through my tabernacle. Now let's flip over, okay? Let's flip over to the New Testament. What is the tabernacle? John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And for those of you who know this, you'll be nodding in amen. John chapter 1. This is the word, according to John, and he's speaking about the Logos, the word, Jesus Christ. And John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And so basically we have the Word who is God at the beginning. Now we're going to skip down to verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his, it says dwelling. That word is tabernacle, okay? The Word became flesh and made his tabernacle among us. So you connect Exodus chapter, was it 40? Chapter 40 to John chapter 1, verse 14. And that word dwelling is the tabernacle. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is our tabernacle. So God walks through the wilderness with us, step by step, with Jesus. Because we couldn't get to the tabernacle without the sacrifice of bulls, lambs, goats, birds, pigeons, doves. Because it was the blood that covered our sins. But Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. And his blood covers our sins and washes our guilt away at the cross. And so when I walk through my valleys and my deserts and my wilderness, I walk with the cross. And that cross is like those tent pegs or the frames for the tabernacle, who is Jesus Christ, the very presence and the glory of God walking with me. I walk in wilderness, but I'm walking in glory. It's a weight that's greater than my suffering. It's a weight that's greater than my doubt. It's a weight that's greater than even my depression. It's a weight that's greater than the discouragement that I get from people all around me or even within me. The glory of God is heavier than those things, and it gives me a power to walk on air, to walk in freedom. Jesus Christ, the greater tabernacle. So be fed on that. Go through your week with Jesus, your tabernacle. Go to the cross every day. Let his blood wash away your sin and cover your guilt and shame. And repent. Here's the thing about this. I've learned again this week. You don't just repent. There's no, technically the word kuiaratame, repent. It's not something you do once. It's not technically I repented. But it's something that you do all the time. It's an attitude that you have. It's a humility before God. I am repentant. So let's correct our language. I repented of that. No, I'm repentant. And I'm repenting, and I keep myself humble before the Lord, thankful for his blood, thankful for that cross. As I walk, whether it's in my seasons of great abundance or even in famine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his word. Okay, let's take a moment again to thank God for his tabernacle as we have the worship team come on up and prepare us for a closing song. Would you pray with me? Would you meditate on the tabernacle as the Israelites passed through the desert with the cloud and the fire in the cloud? And now, would you see Jesus in that cloud and in that tabernacle? Would you see yourself as that Israelite going through the wilderness and having the very presence of God go with you? How great is your God? How good is He? How loving is He? And you look out into the wilderness and you see nothing but nothingness. And then you look to Jesus, the glory of God. So close your eyes and look at Jesus. His dwelling is with you if you would receive His mercy, His forgiveness through His blood. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We can't get enough of you. And we come repentant and we come humbly. And Lord, we come hungry, naked, and thirsty. And we know, Lord, that you said if you seek, you would find. If you ask, you would receive. And we thank you, God, for your kindness, your abundance, your grace. Oh, Lord God, you're so good to us. Father God, for those here, whether they are walking in that land of abundance or whether they're walking in the desert of wilderness and confusion, Father God, be their glory. Lord Jesus, be their tabernacle. Walk with them, we pray. And we'll thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.